In today's economic climate, a lot of people are facing tough financial choices. Do we pay this bill or that bill, or put it off altogether?
Today on Family Talk, we'll talk about what to do when you experience a financial crisis and what God has to say about it. Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Willie Oliver.
And I'm Elaine Oliver.
This is a program about strengthening families and inspiring hope.
It is a place where we talk about real family life and share tools that will strengthen our marriages and families.
I like to say, when we have stronger marriages, we're more likely to have stronger families, stronger churches, and stronger communities. Too often in the news these days, we hear about financial crises. From Europe to Asia, Africa to the Americas, governments, industries, and companies of all sizes are struggling. And where do we see the impact? In our wallets and pocketbooks. So many families are feeling the impact of downsizing, cutbacks, and layoffs.
College students are emerging from school with degrees in hand and excessive loan debt, but they can't find jobs. In some places, even retirees have lost their savings and are forced to go back to work. So no one is exempt. And too many people are feeling the crunch.
This is true. The reality is this recession that's been going on now for several years is really hitting people hard.
And it's hurting people that we know of. It's coming very close to home.
Yes, it used to be you would watch the news and you would see people that you didn't know on the other side of the world. These days, those people are our neighbors.
That's
everywhere
right.
Around us.
Right. And we're all feeling the pinch.
We're all feeling the
pinch.
We're
all feeling the pinch. We're feeling it in our home values. We're feeling it with the rising costs of education.
Gasoline. Oh, I hate driving these days, you know.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you can't drive very far before you need to fill up again.
I'm always reluctant to go to the gas station, as you know.
Yes.
I always, like, use my gas till the very last gallon.
And I feel sometimes when I get into the car after you've been in it that you were just so busy driving that you forgot to get gas.
No, it's not that. It's just that I don't want to face $4
yes.
at the gas pump, you know, so I try to delay as long as possible.
And that's here in the U.S. and in some countries around the world, that price is even higher. In fact, it's a lot higher.
That's correct.
Yes.
Now we're in the U.S., whereas in the past we've been somewhat fortunate to have pretty low gas prices. It's been high in many other places for a long time.
Well, it's been much higher in other places than here. But it says something. To me, it says that something is wrong with our world. Something is wrong with what's happening. And, of course, we need to be able to be looking to God and trusting in God. Because despite the recession, God has not changed.
I believe that, and I think that this is where we really put our faith to the test, where we really rely on God to get us through these difficult times and these crises.
Next up on Family Talk, Dwayne and Kemba Esmond will join us to share how they have weathered financial storms and what they've learned about God and each other from their experiences.
Don't miss today's discussion. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We've been talking about financial management, too, with Dwayne and Kemba Esmond. Good to have you guys.
Nice good to be back. Good to be back.
So we were talking about budgeting, and I think where we wanted to talk more about how couples, especially in this recession, and, you know, how does a couple manage their money when there isn't any money. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, obviously, there is some money, but when you're stretched limit, you know, and strapped, what does a couple do in these crisis situations?
Yeah. I think this is one of the most difficult issues to deal with. I don't want to over-spiritualize it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put a lot of mustard on it. This is real. couples lose jobs. We have a we have some close friends right now who are going through this situation. Mm-hmm. I've been talking with my friend every day for the past several weeks, praying with him. They're living it.
Right.
We know of another couple who lost their the husband had lost his job, and I believe it was 4 to 5 years before he was able.
Four to five years without a job.
Oh my goodness. Employment
And his wife is
a stay-at-home mom.
So where was the income coming from?
She eventually went back. And it was very traumatic for him as a man who's as a provider.
Yes.
It was hard on the home. It was hard on her. She saw her man depressed and struggling, you know. And this was a guy who was who had continued to be a leader in our church. He was first elder. So he's carrying a spiritual responsibility while dealing with a terrific challenge in his own home.
Yes.
So this issue is real life today, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say the first and most important point, I think, to understand is that challenges of this nature are normal.
And
they will come.
And because we don't live in a perfect world, things are going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can't act and live in life every day as if life is just going to be perfect.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, too. Mm-hmm. And you started out by saying you don't want to over-spiritualize it. But again, it goes back to the whole thing of our walk as Christians, that God didn't promise us an easy road.
He did.
In fact,
that's not what I see on some television stations. Tell me that it's supposed to be.
Yeah, no, he didn't promise.
In fact,
name it and claim it.
Right. Grab it and grab it.
Yeah. Right. In fact, we know that troubles will come our way.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But God promises to be with us during those times. He promises to support us, to strengthen us, to, you know, to put us back on that firm foundation, as we see in 1 Peter. Mm-hmm. But like you said, this is real. So when the rubber hits the road, Kemba,
what do you do?
Number one, you pray. I mean, that's the first thing, and together as a couple.
So you lose your job.
Yes.
You have no money, no income coming in.
Yes.
You pray.
You pray.
As a couple. So again,
aren't these the situations that result in divorces and marriages and challenges and the friction when the rubber does meet the road and the challenges do hit? So I think the first thing that you have to do is just pray together, because all of a sudden here it is, you're faced with a real faith walk. Whereas before, when you have your job and the money is coming in, life seems to be going along okay.
But then it doesn't get real until these challenges hit. We forget that God gave us that first job.
Exactly.
And He's the one that's keeping us.
And He's still paying the bill.
He's still paying the bill. Whether we have a job or not.
Whether we do or not, it always has been God.
So it's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. Okay. It's a faith walk.
Yeah. So as Christians, I often say, we've got to believe, we've got to really believe that God is who we say He is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's already said it. Yes. But, we walk around in the good times, like, oh, God is good,
praise God all the time.
But when things get rough, is He still good?
Is He still good?
Yeah.
I would add to what my wife has said, that I think it's important to define the reality of the situation.
Okay.
Unpack that for us.
Here's what I mean.
Yes.
Is it really as bad as
you think it is?
I think it
is. Wait a second. I've lost my job.
Yes.
I don't have that income.
All right. It's bad. Here's the other side. Okay. Here's the other side. I have my health.
Okay, praise God.
I have my life.
Praise God.
The sun came up.
The sun came up.
Yes.
I'm in my right mind.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I can still work. I still have talents. Okay. I still have gifts.
Okay.
Again, you're saying employ that positive thinking.
I think you have to
deepen your faith.
Yeah. Now you're going to take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to take a hit. It's a hit, and it's natural.
And that's reality.
Yeah, that's reality. Yes. It's
so let's not play about it. It's reality. You're going to feel that hit.
Yeah, and for different people, it'll take longer. Yes. Some will say, I'm going to be down for a while. I'll come out to the sunshine in 2 weeks. Somebody may be longer, right? Okay. But But I think it's important that you begin to, and I've talked this through with some of my friends, I'm trying to emphasize to them what I see that is still marketable, that is still wonderful.
I mean, you still had a job, right?
You've got a lot of
You still have those skills.
You still, mm-hmm. It's still there.
So even though we're in a recession, how do you market those skills now so you can get another job or create a new one?
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So, focus on the positive.
Define it, focus on the positive.
So there's something that we need to talk about, which is you've spoken to us about budgeting.
Yes.
And doing long-term planning.
Yes. Yes.
So does that sort of factor into this where you say, think about what you have? So in essence, if people plan and they budget, then maybe they can be prepared.
I have two points to make on that. And
all right, so we're going to ask you to hold that thought. We are talking to Duane and Kemba Esmond about money, about managing finances. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about those two points of what people can do when they're in crisis regarding money. Stay with us.
Welcome back. We've been talking about managing money God's way. And of course, we've been talking to Duane and Kemba Esmond.
So we were talking about crises, and you shared a little bit of your own personal experience just recently. And, you know, share with us a little bit more what got you through it. You know, I mean, you're believers. You know, you have very deep faith, I can tell.
Well,
so share with the viewers a little bit.
I wouldn't, you know, I'm a little concerned about appearing to sit on a pedestal here.
Right.
And talk down to people. Our faith comes and goes. It's tested. So please understand that Kemba and I are work in progress. And God is still working with us. I think one of the things that gets us through, and it doesn't always come right away, but with time, we've learned that the crises we face, they don't surprise God.
Yes. Yes, that's a wonderful statement.
They do not. It didn't catch God by surprise.
Bible says he knows the end from the beginning.
It really, he knows.
And he's an on-time God.
He's an on-time God. Yes. And he calibrated this experience.
Oh my.
He put it on the scale.
Oh my.
He weighted.
Yes.
And he said, this is going to get me this much glory and it's going to perfect their character. It's going to do a work in them for my glory that is worth the pain.
Wow.
So what I'm hearing you say, Duane, is that this whole thing about money is much more than just money. It's God growing us.
Absolutely.
It's God giving us an opportunity to have our faith increase. Because, you know, faith is a muscle. If we don't use it, it doesn't grow. It atrophies. And so when God gives us something like this, it's really for us to use our faith on purpose. So this money thing and this fluctuation of money and having it and not having it, it's all about helping us to be better people.
And to glorify God, I hear you saying.
Yeah.
And to bring honor and glory to him.
Yes. I marvel just to see God's blessings and his provision and care all along the way, even though it was tough and the plan was out the window.
Yes.
It's like, okay, what plan are we on now?
Right.
Because the plan is non-existent at this point, but just marveling at how he kept us.
Right. So even though you're saying to plan, which is very important, God is saying, well, wait a second, I got a plan too.
I can,
you know, for I know the plans I have for you, right?
Yes.
Plans to prosper you, right? And not to harm you. Not to harm
you. Somebody else may mean it for evil.
This is an issue.
But God means it for good.
All right, so tell
not
us.
Not to harm you.
Not to harm you.
Not.
Yes.
Now, you got to tell yourself that sometimes, multiple times.
Yes. Okay, God,
to harm you.
To hurt.
You're really not trying to hurt me. Even though I'm hurting.
It is for my good.
I think about, you know, just Jeremiah saying to Israel, and that, speaking about God, he's loved us with an everlasting love. Everlasting, it means he always loves us. He's always looking out for our own good. So despite the difficulty, God is always got our back. We can trust in him.
Tell us how you're passing on this faith to DJ. This faith, your money management principles to your son. He's only 3 years old, but how are you passing on these principles
to him? And how was he affected by this experience that you had?
This experience, I think he was still a little bit young, but right. what we do try to do is just to expose him to things and to make him a part of our everyday, daily task as far as possible and as appropriate for his age.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But for the most part...
He's just been rolling with the crew. He hears us pray.
He's flexible.
You know, he's right there when we're going to pray about the situation and we'll ask
and
him, DJ, we need you to pray on this.
And
you know, Lord might be hearing him a little bit more better than us.
Right.
We need all hands on deck for this issue.
Okay.
And we don't want to insulate him from that.
Yeah.
Right.
It has to be appropriate,
but
God has given kids a resiliency.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And in a good bubble of love, I think they can ride through these kinds
of things. Someone is itching and asking this question, and I'm hearing them ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm retired, man. I'm heading for retirement, and I've lost my job and got no savings.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Yes.
I think I'm going to go back, and I'm not trying to over-spiritual, but it is all crisis, Ellen White says, is a call to prayer.
Yes.
All crisis.
All crisis. Mm-hmm.
There's no exceptions.
Okay.
So, number one, God has allowed it to come because he is trying to do something in the life of the person.
Okay.
I think that understanding is first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there are organizations in the government and there are organizations in your community who help people in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
and
I think you've got to reach out, and the church. I think you've got to reach out and find resource people who can help you look at your financial condition where it is. And there's sometimes everything can't just be prayed for.
Yeah.
Some things you need professional help. You need a Kimber Esmond with a CPA and MBA to sit down and map where you are and help you.
And those are gifts of God as well.
Absolutely.
Right. Gifts of God for the church to help people.
Yeah. So you're praying,
you're praying
that God will help you find the right people that will help you manage your financial situation.
Yeah, and I think you need to really face the realities of your situation. Don't run from it. Don't say, well, I don't make anything, so there's nothing for someone to help me with.
Don't ignore it and hope it will go away.
Yes. No, face it head on.
I don't have any money, so I don't have to worry about budget.
Yes.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Right.
You need to face it head on, and the Lord will give you the wisdom or he'll send the appropriate folks your way to help you to plan through the situation and to understand what you need.
Absolutely. That's so powerful. Thank you so much, Dwayne and Kemba, for being with us. This is going to be such a helpful show for so many people. So from this day forward, we hope and pray that you will trust God for all things, including managing your finances.
Welcome back. We've been talking about money talk. And of course, we've been with Dwayne and Kemba Esmond.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's been such a great opportunity to talk with you.
Wonderful.
And the stuff that you've talked about has been so helpful. And it's going to be helpful to lots of our viewers.
Pray so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us some more. You know, we're talking about retirement. We're talking about no money. We're talking about where do you go. You were speaking about some neighborhood resources
and
else do you have to say about that?
I think there are other resources that our church offers. For instance, we were talking about teaching these principles to our children.
Yes.
I know that the Review and Herald has a series that is just beginning in tandem with the North American Division Stewardship Department called Stewardship Jack.
Okay.
This is a dog that is a golden retriever and poodle mix. He's a golden doodle. This dog.
And he knows all about money.
This dog knows about money. And the first book, I think, is Jack Gives Back, which teaches the idea of tithing.
Excellent.
And ownership. And that's coming out. That's in the bookstores this summer.
Okay.
So that look for resources like that. I mean, the Dave Ramsey. Our resources on finance and home finance for families is tremendous.
Yeah. Okay.
Our own church has numerous resources.
So what I'm hearing you say, Dwayne, is just because you don't know a whole lot about money right now doesn't mean that you should stay there.
Absolutely.
Acknowledge the fact that you don't know a lot and you want to know more.
Get some help.
And you're alive. You can still learn more about managing money.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely.
I think we found that to be a blessing in our life.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to our viewers as a takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a quick, short comment that they can take away from today's show.
Yep. So when we talk about families in crises, going through financial crises, I would say one of the takeaways is just remember God's blessings along the way. And as Dwayne mentioned, nothing takes God by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So just count those blessings, even though you're going through and it seems cloudy, but count those blessings,
count
because
blessings.
Those will help to keep you during those
Think
tough
about
times.
What you have,
what
I
you
remember
have.
You saying,
yes.
not what you
yes.
don't have.
And the surprises of how God has provided along the way.
Nope.
Because
yes.
even though it's been tough and it hasn't been according to your plan, if you're a planner like me,
okay.
but you realize that God has blessed you, even though it's
I'm thinking
not
that
your
we
plan.
Can have a short prayer for viewers who are having struggles with financial matters right now. Why don't you pray for us, Duane?
Let's do that. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us, dear God, to talk about these matters. But we are reminded in your word that you've promised to be with us through the storms of our lives. You would never leave us and you won't forsake us.
Amen.
So be with those, Lord, in our listening, our viewing audience and those who may be in crisis. I pray that your spirit will bring peace to them at this moment and that you will bring healing to those homes and that you will bring provision as needed. And help us to trust you, Lord, because you will not fail us. We will get through it, and with your power, we will be better.
Amen.
This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We hope and pray that from this day forward, you will trust God for all things and believe that he really can help you manage your finances and bring glory and honor to him.
That's all for today's Family Talk. Join us again when we'll talk some more about strengthening families and inspiring hope.